From IPM News, I'm Kimberly Schofield. You're listening to Morning Edition. Good morning. It is Friday, January 23rd at 8:54, and we have Danny Poff on the line to talk about the opening market. Good morning, Danny.
Hey, good morning, Kimberly. It's a chilly, chilly Friday morning. School closed in many cases, so we're looking forward to spring already here in Central Illinois, that's for sure. And early trade, March corn up 2.25 at 426.25. March soybeans up 4.5 at 1068.5. And March wheat up 4 cents at 519.5. You know, in a really negative environment after the fallout from the WASDE report on January 12th, we've gained some of it back here. Little bit of optimism for your Friday morning. Corn up about a dime from that low we had on January 12th. And then beans are up 32 cents from the day after the WASDE report on January 13th. So we're finding some discount buyers here, I think, in this marketplace. Looking at outside markets, last check, Dow Jones down 302 points this morning at 49,081. And crude oil, March WTI is up $1.80 at 61.16. So like I said, markets are open here, a touch firmer in early trade. Really impressive weekly export sales were published this morning, and the market's liking that. And we're seeing, you know, green on the screen, like I mentioned. U.S. dollar a touch weaker in early trade. And oil firmer, like I mentioned. Cheap prices are appearing to cure cheap prices, and these discount markets are doing what they're supposed to do as end users are stepping in with impressive corn purchases that easily exceeded expectations this morning, specifically on corn. Soybeans, wheat, and soybean meal were all really solid numbers this morning as well. So, you know, a really welcome headline here as we look to close out the week. More on corn demand moving forward here. The corn lobby took a little bit of a loss here as reportedly E15 momentum is not going to be attached to the bill to fund the government by January 30th. It was rumored that E15 would be in that legislation, and we've lost that momentum, and it's evidently been taken out. But I think it's important to understand that the reality of it is, even if we did get E15 to pass for year-round use, the infrastructure is simply just not there today to really materially rally corn. Only 1.5% of the U.S. fuel pumps in the United States are able to dispense E15. I think there's a major consumer confusion about what is E15? Is it safe for my car? Well, some stations call it unleaded 88. Some call it E15. The consumer, you don't want the consumer guessing which handle to hook up to their car to fill it up. So we need to get the public on board with what's safe and what is E15. And more on that, Trump to speak in Iowa Tuesday amid some of this backlash. Iowa is really the hotbed for the ethanol lobby. It's the number one corn state, of course. And Trump needs some wins ahead of the midterms here. So I think they're trying to keep an ace or two up their sleeve here for some wins ahead of the midterms. So the question is, with these great export numbers here this week, is the USDA too low on export demand? That's the question. The recent WASDE update penciled in U.S. export demand at 3.2 billion bushels, which is easily a record. And if that number were to increase, you know, let's say to 3.3 or 3.4 billion, you think that'd be a really bullish thing. But it's kind of on the contrary. We still have a 2 billion bushel carryout if that were to happen. So in short, challenges remain for the corn market, even with some really good demand and an uptick in demand. We're just going to struggle with the simple math of 98.8 million of acres planted in corn last year and a record yield of 186.5. It's just too much. So we have a burdensome balance sheet on corn. We have a supply problem and really a lack of a weather threat. You go back the last year or so in the Northern Hemisphere and Southern Hemisphere. It's looking like Brazil, you know, they're nosing into harvest. They're going to land a record crop, probably around that 178 to 182 million metric tons. So simply a massive crop coming out of Brazil, hitting the markets here shortly. Farmers can expect farmer bridge assistance is set up for the end of February. So we got about another month or so to sign that application and get funds with that. That's a well-traveled story, but that's about a month away. Also, There was rumor to be an additional round of funding with this legislation as we approach the spending limit at the end of January, perhaps a Farmer Bridge Assistance 2.0. That rumor was a $15 billion price tag and additional funding to help out the farm economy, and that has been taken out as well. So that might have to come through some sort of supplemental appropriations bill down the road. So more to come, but it seems like these markets have stabilized, and that will take the win when we get them, and we'll get through it and hopefully have a great weekend and we catch a warm up. We have a winter storm warning this weekend, so be safe and take care of each other. Have a great weekend.
Thanks so much, Danny. Have a great weekend as well. The National Weather Service does have a cold weather advisory. That's in effect until noon tomorrow. And a winter storm warning is in effect starting tomorrow at 9 a.m. And that runs through Sunday night at midnight. So Sunday night going into Monday morning. Currently here in Urbana, sunny skies, -1, feels like -21 with the wind chill. Coming up next, 1 a.m. on AM 580 and classic mornings on FM 90.5. You've been listening to Morning Edition from NPR on WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Thanks for listening.